Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Forward. I'm stoked you're joining me again because today we're diving into a topic that feels like it should be a universal law of nature. Work-life balance. Ever feel like your work life is bleeding into your personal time? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through emails at 9 p.m. or bringing work stress to dinner with the family? We've all been there. It's a constant hustle in our world, and finding balance can feel like trying to juggle flaming bowling pins on a tightrope. But trust me, it's possible. And trust me, it's worth it. Now, I'm not talking about some pie-in-the-sky fantasy where you magically work 4 hours a week and spend the rest sipping margaritas on a beach. It's more about creating a rhythm that feels sustainable for you. A life where your work fuels you, but doesn't consume you. It's about saying, yes, to things that bring you joy outside of the office, and having the energy and focus to really rock it at work when you're there. So how do we actually pull this off? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start building a more balanced life. 1. Define your non-negotiables. What are those activities, relationships, or experiences that truly bring you joy and fulfillment? Think about the things that make your heart sing, whether it's hiking on weekends, reading before bed, or spending time with loved ones. These are your non-negotiables, and you gotta protect them like they're gold. Schedule them into your week like any other important meeting. 2. Embrace boundaries. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial. Learn to say no to extra projects or commitments that drain your energy without adding significant value. It's okay to set limits and prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend borrow money they couldn't repay, so why would you give away your time and energy if you're already stretched thin? 3. Master the art of delegation. You can't do everything yourself. Identify tasks that can be delegated to others, at work or even at home. This frees up your time and mental space for things that truly matter. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of intelligence and self-awareness. 4. Schedule in me time. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. Even just 30 minutes a day to do something you enjoy, reading, meditating, taking a walk, can make a world of difference. It helps you recharge, de-stress, and come back to your work feeling refreshed and focused. Think of it like taking your phone off airplane mode. Sometimes you need to disconnect to truly connect with yourself. 5. Unplug regularly. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing with notifications and demands. Make a conscious effort to unplug regularly. Put down your phone, step away from the computer, and give your brain a break. Spend time in nature, engage in meaningful conversations, or simply enjoy the quiet. Okay, let's talk about this in a real-world scenario. Imagine Sarah, a super dedicated marketing manager who works long hours and always feels on edge. She brings work stress home, struggles to sleep, and even skips workouts because she's too busy. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to implement some of these tips. She blocks out time for evening walks with her dog, sets boundaries by turning off work notifications after 6 p.m., and learns to delegate tasks more effectively. Suddenly, Sarah feels a shift. Her stress levels decrease, she sleeps better, and she even rediscovers the joy in her hobbies. She realizes that prioritizing her well-being isn't selfish, it's essential for her to be truly productive and fulfilled at work and in life. So remember, creating a healthy work-life balance is an ongoing journey. It takes conscious effort and adjustments along the way. But by focusing on these key takeaways, you can create a more fulfilling and sustainable life that leaves you feeling energized, motivated, and ready to conquer anything. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. What are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to work-life balance? And what strategies have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused and keep moving forward.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.